Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Exodus chapter 2, verses 11 through 25. Now it came about in those days, when Moses had grown up, that he went out to his brethren and looked on their hard labors, and he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked this way and that, and when he saw there was no one around, he struck down the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. He went out the next day, and behold, two Hebrews were fighting with each other. And he said to the offender, "Why are you striking your companion?" But he said, "Who made you a prince or a judge over us? Are you intending to kill me as you kill the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and said, "Surely the matter has become known." When Pharaoh heard of this matter, he tried to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the presence of Pharaoh and settled in the land of Midian. And he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came to draw water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. Then the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. When they came to Reuel, their father, he said, "Why have you come back so soon today?" So they said, "An Egyptian delivered us from the hand of the shepherds, and what is more, he even drew the water for us and watered the flock." He said to his daughters, "Where is he then? Why is it that you have left the man behind? Invite him to have something to eat." Moses was willing to dwell with the man, and he gave his daughter Zipporah to Moses. Then she gave birth to a son, and he named him Gershom, for he said, "I have been a sojourner in a foreign land." Now it came about in the course of those many days that the king of Egypt died. And the sons of Israel sighed because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry for help because of their bondage rose up to God. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God saw the sons of Israel, and God took notice of them.
Whenever challenges come into our life, there are two ways those of us who are believers can respond to them: God's way or ours. Moses is an example of a man who tried out both options. In today's scripture passage, we see him taking matters into his own hands. Although his motives were pure, his method was wrong. Moses made three mistakes. One, he focused on the difficulty. How often have we done the same thing? The unfairness or pain of a situation grabs our attention, and in our desire for a solution, we act without first seeking the Lord. Two, he relied on his own strength and understanding. When a problem arises, the most natural response is to do what we can to fix it on our own. However, God wants us to rely on Him, not on ourselves. And three, he acted impulsively. If a situation seems urgent, fixing the problem as fast as possible becomes our top priority. In our haste, we're likely to forego waiting on the Lord. We've all followed Moses' example at some point and suffered the consequences of self-reliance. But notice that God didn't reject Moses or cancel the divine plan for his life. Instead, he refined the future leader's character through trials and gave him another chance, and he'll do the same for us.